Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Women love a man in uniform.
Oh, yeah.
But different uniforms, they get you different levels of respect. Like a firefighter, police officer, Air Force pilot.
Ooh, pilot, yeah. You
know, they'll be looked differently than other uniforms. Mm. So where does this uniform state employee fall on the potentially getting laid power rankings?
I guess it depends how official and cool the outfit, the uniform looks.
I mean, it is pretty. It's a cool outfit.
Does he have a gun on his hip?
You know what? I don't know.
And he don't take no lip.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Story on Spectrum News, Tommy.
What are they saying?
Title, What It Takes to Become a New York State Forest Ranger.
Okay.
The job description is simple. Mm. Protect and manage forest, parks, wildlife habitats. But did you know, Tommy, that New York State Forest Rangers are also sworn in as police officers?
So they're armed.
They're straight up cops. Now, I don't know if they have guns. I don't know if some of them do, some don't, because they're also...
Well, I think we kind of found this out during Dannemora, when these guys like escaped into the woods, right? Didn't they call everybody out to find those guys?
I just assumed at that point they were like, we just need eyes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But no, it says that the...
So you're a cop.
Yeah, they enforce laws. They handle search and rescue operations. They manage wildfires. To get this job, you need to take the civil service exam. You need to pass a physical fitness test, then psych evals, and then you're shipped off to Albany for 6 months of forest ranger training.
Right.
And
that actually tree training.
That may be longer than your standard everyday police
officer.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like you really have to. I mean, there's a lot of extra stuff added into that job that the, you know, you're regular police officer doesn't have to deal with.
Yeah, for example. Tell me what leaf this is right now. So, and on top of all that responsibility, you are also a person in uniform.
Yeah.
All right, so we know that a man in uniform is something that women seem to be weak in the knees by.
Mm.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would a forest ranger be just as sexy as a fireman, cop, service member?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's... It's a manly job, and but the only thing is, like, I don't have a stereotype in my head of, like, what a forest ranger looks like. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, you'd have that for, like, a lot of other man-in-uniform jobs.
Yeah, another time, now that you bring that up,
I've never met anybody who's a forest ranger. I've never, you know, so I don't know.
That's your fantasy?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, all the... I just assumed
Grizzly Adams coming over your house.
Like, is the uniform cool, or is it kind of nerdy looking?
Is it like green and tan?
I don't know.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the getting laid uniform hierarchy for guys? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, if I were to ask you, what is the Alabama for the getting laid man in uniform, you would say?
Fighter pilot.
Oh, more than fireman?
Yeah.
Number
one, number one, like, if you had all those guys at a bar, right?
Yeah.
I think fighter pilot.
The jumpsuit.
Would be number one.
He's wearing the jumpsuit to the bar.
Yeah. That's a tough one to pull off, like, outside of your job.
But if you could pull that off, you're the man.
Okay. No.
I would think you're in a costume.
There's no ugly fighter pilots.
But there have to be ugly fighter
there
pilots.
There isn't.
Maybe how about the ones that made mistakes?
Okay, those guys, but those guys are probably
well, everybody looks good in aviator sunglasses, so that helps.
Okay, fair enough.
I think of Tom Cruise in like...
Oh, you picked the sexiest man on the planet for 10 years in a row?
Oh,
wow.
That's your opinion.
Wow. No, that's people, my friend.
No, I would say fighter pilot, number one, because it's the coolest job. They've made... so many movies about fighter pilots.
No, I think you're wrong. I think it's firemen, because, and I could prove it, when you talk male strippers, which, by the way, fun fact, and we're not making this up, both Tommy and I have had to open for male stripper shows. Mm-hmm. We have done this in the past. And like when Tommy did it, they had to drag him off stage so the show could start. But when you went to if you go to a male stripper show, you're not going to see a fighter pilot. The most likely man in uniform stripper you will see is a firefighter.
Yes, because you see them so much. But that's not the question here.
Okay, so...
Because you're saying because they're so you see a lot of it, you're saying that's the one that they would be excited
This is
for.
Something you, I guess you'd have to see out and about, like,
I'm
casually?
I'm saying a big lineup of these dudes, which one does the woman gravitate to?
All right, Kimmy. Well, Kimmy can settle this. She is the woman in the room.
Well, we also know she married one.
Yeah, I did. I did
she
marry
brought
a
one home.
Well, no, she didn't marry him when he was a firefighter.
True.
Kimmy, what's sexier, fighter pilot or firefighter?
I've never seen a fighter pilot other than in movies.
Well, because they're going really fast.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You got to, ah, he goes, ah, yes!
But I guess, do fighter pilots, do they have, like, because they have multiple uniforms that they use for different
things.
They
get their dress uniforms.
Maybe the dress, I mean, I think the dress uniform would do it for anybody.
Okay. Oh, whoa. All
right.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay, do you like your husband better when he's wearing his, like, big old pants and helmet? Uh-huh. Or do you like him better?
No, that's Kimmy.
Or do you like it better when he's in, like, the shirt, tie, fancy dress uniform?
I think the actual,
like they'd march
stuff that they're going into the fire with, I think for me, that would be like the sexier uniform.
Like he's got like ash on his face. He takes the helmet off. He's pouring water all over his
head. That was their honeymoon.
Because that's the
Lady
way you're going to.
Lady Abash.
That's what you're going to save somebody's life in.
Okay.
So that's like, I guess, the, you know, that those are like the working clothes.
Oh, that's another good point. If
what's
we're
going to
argue fighter pilot versus firefighter, sexier man in uniform, which is a standard argument that men on a men-related radio show will have.
Yeah.
Fighter pilots are, you know, here to help us, but they don't have direct hands-on life-saving moments.
It's, you know, death from above.
Exactly.
I mean, they're risking their life.
Kind of with the tattoos.
But I know what you're saying.
I'm not trying to belittle what they do, but like, there's never going to be a photo of like a fighter pilot like carrying someone downstairs. You know what I mean?
No.
A woman is never going to have the fantasy of like a fighter pilot like with his arms around, let me help you. He's a foreign fighter pilot.
Yeah, all right.
252 WCMF, as we talk about this forest ranger job here in New York that they're looking for people to fill. You're an official police officer.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a police officer of the trees. Where do they rank, and what is the power ranking of sexy men in uniform? Jamie's on CMF. Hey, Jamie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Duffy?
Yo.
Hey, so let's just be honest. The Marine Corps dress blues are the ultimate panty droppers.
Can I guess? Are you a Marine, Jamie?
Well, you know who I am.
You're biased, Jamie, but go on.
Well, I mean, let's think about it. If two guys say, you know, some squid, Army guy, Marine, we all walk into a bar, Marine's leaving first with the hottest piece of tail there is.
Okay.
Let's just be honest.
I mean, I've never had the opportunity to try, so I can't say from experience.
We haven't done the experiment.
I am a soft boy.
It works. Trust me, it works.
All right, so Jamie, then, all right, so with your, I'll have to agree with you there, only because of your experience, but let's take your bias out of it. Let's take the armed, all of the service branches out of it. Other than Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, all that stuff, in your opinion, what is the power ranking number one sexiest man in uniform?
I'd have to say Trooper.
State Trooper? Oh, the hat looks
stupid.
They got the hat. What's with the hat?
The hat looks stupid, but, I mean, you know, the little, you know, tie and the jacket, you know, it just looks good. It's all ties together pretty well.
All right. Well, Jamie, thank you for your sexy man opinion. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely, buddy. Have a good day, guys.
There goes Jamie. He's got Marines as number one. Thoughts?
I wasn't thinking of the Marines.
You're such a bitch.
But I would still say fighter. I would still say, well, yeah, because Marines can be fighter pilots.
Okay.
Because the Marines have fighter pilots.
You are looking for a way to not say Marine, but you're scared of all the Marines, so you won't
you
say
should be scared of the Marines.
Oh, what? It's not the Marines. Oh, yes, it is.
I'm also not going to insult the trooper's hat.
Oh, I will. Look, man. Why do you wear the hat? The hat is pointless. The hat is pointless.
Well,
man.
It kind of makes you look like Deputy Dog, man.
Okay. This isn't a fashion contest. Like, what is the point of the hat?
It's got a cowboy look to it.
I've told multiple troopers to their faces who I know, the hat looks stupid. And most of the time, they agree that the hat looks stupid. I just don't get it.
The hat?
Yeah.
Well, every cop has a hat.
No. You think my dad could wear a hat with that spiky hair?
You would think the hat limits you.
Well, they put it on when they get out of the car, right?
Well, yeah. Sometimes.
Which is also kind of intimidating when he puts that hat on.
Is it?
You know he ain't screwing around.
No, because like when the trooper puts it on, he looks like Smokey the Bear.
No, he looks like he's about to like write you a ticket.
Like the one year that the Gates Police Department mandated that all their police officers wear hats, they had to give my dad one of those big foam cowboy hats because on account of the spiky hair.
That'd be pretty cool.
And there
cool.
are just some people that can't pull off hats. Like, you know, you got a big head. Hats never fit you right. There has to be some of those state troopers out there like, damn it, I love this job, but I hate the hat.
If you got a round face, that hat looks terrible on you. It looks like a bucket of water. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We started this conversation with New York State looking for some wildlife forest rangers, New York State forest rangers, and we are learning that they're sworn in as actual police officers. There's a full 6 months of training after you pass the civil service exam, go through a physical fitness test, and get psych avails, and you would think that as a man in uniform being sexier, you know, this would be something that men are running towards, right? Mm-hmm. But we're trying to figure out where the power rankings of sexy uniforms are. Okay.
Right.
Maybe how sexy the uniform is based on Tommy's take can be determined by the first person that pops in your head when you think of that uniform. Because you think fighter pilot, you thought Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do this. You ready?
All right.
First person that pops in your head when I say the job. Are you ready?
Right. All right.
Guy in the Army.
Well, I would think of a famous person.
Yeah, anyone you want to throw.
Well, who are you asking?
Sure, famous person, something that everyone would know. Go as fast as you can. 90 seconds later. You're the dumbest man I've ever met.
Well, I don't understand the question.
So, okay, the first famous person that pops in your head.
You didn't say that originally. You said the first person.
Image. Okay, Mike, for your life, we could have taken that too.
First image.
The image of an army guy would have been somebody like John Wayne.
Okay, there we go. So is John Wayne sexy?
Yeah, I mean, women love that guy.
I've never heard a woman ever describe...
You don't think women got wet for John Wayne?
Holy crap, and no.
Bro, he was a leading man in so many... He's your top cowboy. He's your top soldier.
I mean, look...
He's your top cop if you ever saw the movie McHugh.
I'm not saying that you're wrong in having opinions on who's sexy... Kimmy, do you look at young John Wayne?
She doesn't. She
no,
doesn't count. You got to go to my mother's generation. That was a manly man.
Hold on. You've seen pictures of young Marlon Brando?
Yes.
Is he sexy?
He's a good looking guy.
You've seen pictures of JFK?
Yes.
Was he good looking?
Yeah.
He was good looking the day he got shot.
Well, you have seen pictures of John Wayne. Is he good looking?
I don't know if I don't have like an image of what you're thinking.
All right,
thinking
so Google the
head.
Quiet man.
Oh my God.
Well, that's a young John Wayne.
You know what won't show up? Tommy Mulek. Unless you ask him a question, answer quickly.
We gotta make our sense.
No.
Did you Google the quiet man?
Yeah.
He's a kid.
He kind of looks old. So he doesn't look like a kid.
But you see, you don't understand what charisma is.
Did you say charisma is?
He's got charisma.
Kimmy, you are a go up top of charisma.
All right, so I think John Wayne's a good. Who would you pick for a soldier or an army guy?
I think Tom Cruise. Or not Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, he's not handsome.
Is Tom Hanks handsome in that movie?
No.
I never thought of Tom Hanks as like
a handsome guy.
Like a really good looking guy. Like he's not ugly, he's just.
He's
a guy.
In that movie for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it does come down on your generation, which movies and TV shows were the most popular, right? Okay, so now that we know the exercise, and it's a famous person, when I say cop, first person you think of is?
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Is young Clint Eastwood sexy?
He's sexy now. That guy
you're
got
not
laid.
Kimmy. Your name is not Kimmy. And he's not sexy now. He's 1,000 years
old.
He did a
three-way
in his last movie,
and you
bro.
Told me how disturbing it was for you to watch his sex scene as an elderly man.
It's Those hard. I only think of him as an old guy.
Okay.
But his son's a good-looking guy.
Famous firefighter, go.
Firefighter?
Okay.
Who's a famous firefighter?
Oh, Kimmy's an old man.
Is he sexy?
Yeah, he looks great. He's in a calendar. Good-looking man.
I mean, he is in a calendar.
I mean, he's got low standards, but he's a good guy.
Are you talking about the dog in the picture?
Oh, that's the dog?
Is there a sexy uniform we're missing? Because we're thinking of like the cream of the crop men in
uniform. The toughest of tough.
Right? But what about paramedics? All they do is help people.
Yeah, but I can't think of a famous paramedic.
Not that you would have to think of somebody famous, but Kimmy, would a man in a paramedic's outfit be sexy to you? Because your husband's
also paramedic. Not that it's not sexy. I just don't think of it as a top sexy uniform.
Yeah, okay. Does it rank below firefighter?
For me, yes.
Fighter pilot?
Fighter pilot. Yeah.
Cop.
It's hard to beat the jumpsuit and aviators.
Cop.
I don't, what is a, any uniform, you know what I will say, any uniform that's a button down short sleeve is a, it's tough.
That's a good one?
No, a short sleeve.
Like, so you're saying a short sleeve dress shirt, like a Vince Lombardi would wear.
Like, or Sipowitz from NYPD.
Yeah, if you, it's kind of like a nerdy look.
What do you got, the pipes though?
Okay, that helps. You gotta have that though. You gotta show them off.
Well, you can't show them off. You're not wearing a short sleeve button down t-shirt or button up shirt. All right, I got one. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF of the Break Room Facebook page. We have a bunch of ladies. I'll just read it from Tara here.
What are they saying?
Tara, this has been mentioned multiple times. When are you guys going to mention man in scrubs? When I'm in the hospital, I get all kinds of excited to see male nurses and doctors walking around. Kimmy, man in scrubs, does that do it for you?
I mean, you look comfy.
So, no. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well,
I wouldn't think that's a sexy look.
I don't know.
It's baggy.
Women in scrubs do it for me.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
I don't.
Maybe I'm biased on that.
No, but you can't see their bodies.
Yeah, some you can.
All right.
I mean, asses look great in scrubs.
If you have an ass, that could fill it out.
Yeah, but you're also...
you got to have one jacked up on you to fill them britches up.
Think about it, though. You're also wearing a mask and like one of those
and
things
Crocs.
On your head.
Oh, no,
like,
no. I mean, just...
Mask and Crocs. That's not a good look, man.
I'm just talking like the average like nurse walking around the hospital.
No, I know, but they kind of cover up a lot. I don't know.
Like
That never came to my head.
So, I got to look that correct, but go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like you brought up, you know, you got to have an ass to fill out the scrubs, right? Like now they make like form-fitting scrubs. So like my wife has multiple places.
Wait, they make like sexy scrubs?
So you call my wife sexy?
No, I'm asking you a question. No, Do they make sexy scrubs?
I asked you the first question.
I asked you a question. I'm not in a medical field.
Are you calling my wife sexy?
I'm not saying anything about that.
No, I wouldn't call them sexy scrubs. I'm just saying they're
Saying they're form-fitting.
Yeah, I mean, they're like...
well, then that's sexy.
So joggers are sexy?
What do you mean joggers?
Okay, can
you... Wait, you mean the leggings?
Yeah, no, not leggings. You have a pair of joggers, right? They're like... They look like pants, but they like taper at the bottom and they're a little bit tighter through the leg.
Yeah, right.
Well, they're form-fitting.
I mean, I wouldn't... I guess more form-fitting, but they're not like leggings.
But yeah, I mean, if you have the body to pull it off, yes.
My wife looks... When she comes home from work in scrubs...
Right. Mm. So let me ask you this.
Damn!
Since we're off, like, now we're doing non-military people and authority people.
Oh, so wait, you don't think a nurse or a doctor has authority?
Well, they can't pull me over.
Really?
Oh, can they? I got one for you.
Your life is just in their hands. But
you will hate it.
Okay, go.
And your wife will love this one.
What do we got?
Chef.
No, that's not a uniform. That's stupid.
And there's a lot of good-looking chefs on television, man.
He might have something there.
Chef
They're
no.
famous.
But the thing is, though, a lot of chefs are dicks. You know?
Yeah, but they also like
They never look happy.
No, like those happy cops that always pull me over.
I don't know.
Or the troopers that have like pulled me out of my car.
You know why they're unhappy?
What?
That hat.
Oh,
no, totally. Chef is not a man.
Chef is a very sexy.
No.
Yeah, it was just because you hate Chef.
It's not, no, I don't hate Chef.
No, you hate. You don't have any respect for him. And your wife respects chefs, as she's also a cook.
Let me be clear.
I'm also never going to know your name because I got to call you Chef.
No, you don't. Because
they have
you don't work
multiple
for that person.
TV shows.
They're not the president. You don't call them Chef if you don't work for them. And even that's kind of a dick move. You can call him Dave.
Dave the Chef? No.
No, you don't call him Chef.
Chef Dave.
252 WCMF. Let's take one more as we're doing our power ranking of sexy man in uniform off of the story about New York State looking for forest rangers. DJ's got the last word. Hey, DJ, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call, Duffy.
Thanks for being here, DJ. What do you got for us?
So, I mean, we're taking away the obvious. We haven't talked about it yet. What about, like, super spy uniforms? You got, like, the guys in suits. I mean, take a look at 007. I mean... Sean
super
Connery.
Spies? Did you say? Hey, DJ, how many Sean super Connery. Spies do you come across on a regular basis?
I'm not. Well, see, that's a trick question.
Oh. All right.
So he's saying spies and stuff.
Spies.
Like that?
So just, guys in suits.
Okay, so every
think about
every
Sean
time
Connery, Daniel Craig, Daniel Pierce Brosnan.
I mean, but, my wife does love Daniel Craig. DJ, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, so every time they capture one of these spies, we got to do a swap. They all look like school teachers.
Bro, like,
they're all in sweaters and they have bellies.
We can't crush DJ for naming people in movies when we were just doing the same thing.
Well, no, I had asked. Think of the
but actual spies don't look like those dudes,
and
man.
And I'm not going to go to Albany to learn how to be a spy in 6 months.
Yeah. How do you know?
You're right. Something is changing.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever.
You remember what being cool was when you were in high school, right?
Oh, sure.
And it involved a lot of weird things, but there was one thing that played no part.
Mm.
Your grades.
Yeah.
That might be changing. Because there's a weird-ass phenomenon that showed up all of the sudden that could mean kids doing well in school want everyone else to know about it.
But they're cool.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be throwing this out there to the world if you didn't think it was scoring you points.
All right, all
you're,
right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So about 2 weeks ago, kids in the greater Rochester area got their report cards for the first quarter.
Okay.
And I want to know, you probably haven't seen this. Kimmy, have you noticed high school kids in the greater Rochester area have started to share their report cards on social media?
No, but I guess I shouldn't know that, though.
Okay, it's getting retweeted by other things that I'm seeing.
I haven't seen this.
So they're, like, taking pictures of their... How do you get a report card now? It doesn't come, like... So it comes, is that a physical thing?
So right?
It
depends
on the
school.
Does it still get sent in the mail?
Sometimes they do, but no, mostly it's a digital file.
All right, so they're showing that off?
Yeah, I've seen it 2 dozen times in the last 2 weeks.
That's a dick move, man.
For example.
Look how smart I am.
Well, I'm
I mean, I...
Fairly not with this, actually. That was good.
It's kind of a similar thing to your parents putting a bumper sticker that says,
also
my kid
move.
Is an honor student,
but your parents
right?
did
or my
that.
Kid made high honor roll.
But the kids are doing this themselves, though.
So, for example, there's a kid that I'm just going to, I picked one of them because I was so right. taken aback by this, right? Kid's a junior in high school. He plays football and basketball. He's in all advanced AP classes. He's from in town here.
Yeah.
Kid's got a 99.6 average, and he's a member of the National Honor Society.
So he's crushing it all the way around.
Like, could not be a better 17, 18-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. And that's a hell of a report card, but he's not alone. And what I'm trying to figure out here, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, did we miss a trend?
Of the cool, smart kid?
That started happening? Like, why are these kids posting their great report cards on social media?
I guess it's a competitive thing. You're not going to share it unless it's good, so it's just... telling everybody you're smart? I don't know.
But Kimmy, think back
I mean,
to when
you share everything else.
Think back to when we were in high school. Now that was an old lady take right there.
I do.
Kids are sharing everything else. Why not share? Like, I mean, kids would
maybe
share.
They learned it from us. Oversharing.
But I mean, Kimmy, think about that. We shared everything in high school in an attempt to make us look cooler. I never once saw kids with their report cards in their hands showing them to each other
no,
in the hallway.
No, but I do. Yeah. You don't know kids that would have absolutely posted that if
but they weren't cool.
Yes.
So all the in my generation, all the cool guys...
That's what they told you.
...the dumbest people on the planet.
I mean, he's not like...
They smoked. They drank.
Yep.
They skipped school. Their parents were horrible.
They got in a
if
race.
If they had them.
They got in a race with another gang in leather jackets right before the end of year carnival, and then his girlfriend, who he thought he lost, showed up, and she was dressed like a badass, and she had an Australian accent for some reason.
No, but those guys were never like smart.
I mean, Kimmy, I don't want to just I don't want to side with him here, but like I'm thinking of the kids that like were the most popular guys in school. I still hang out with some of them. They're the dumbest people I've ever met in my life.
But think of what media thought a cool guy was back in the day. They weren't smart.
Yeah.
They were like
weird. I think kids are looking to achieve more.
Okay,
like
well,
they
obviously.
Know what it you know what I mean? So like if that kid who, you know, is on the football team and is also doing well in school and all that, like they, you know, I don't think it makes you uncool to also be smart.
Because it did. That was a handicap. And I don't know, not that the kids were like uncool, but no, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking of the smartest kids that I went to school with. I didn't look at them and like, man, I didn't look at those kids and be like, I want to be like them. It
really?
Wasn't until years after high school where I
don't
realized.
Know. I was always kind of jealous of those kids that had it all, though. Like the kids that were really good in school, were really good at sports or whatever other things that they participated. They were just the kids that had it all. And I could totally see that kid wanting to share every achievement that they had going on.
So do you remember the coolest guy in like your school, right?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody wanted to hang with him.
Yeah.
I don't see that with these people. Like, I can remember people, like, trying to, like, be around that guy.
With
that
kids
was cool.
You're saying these
yeah,
days?
Like, other kids thought that guy was cool. Like, a really cool guy in school. And I don't see that with just with somebody with straight A's and doing all their homework.
But it seems it is happening. And I'm also basing this on with my what I'm seeing from, like, my girls right now. Like, the smarter you are is not having any effect on the social lives that these kids had. And I guess that's the difference, right? Like, Kimmy, the kids that were super smart didn't have the most, their dance card wasn't the most full, to put it as the way the kids would term it today, right?
The dance card?
I just can't figure out what all of a sudden changed. And you're not surprised by this at all,
no,
Kimmy.
No.
Cool. Eh. Achieving.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It's been local, and I don't know if it's a national trend, but over the last 2 weeks, with report cards coming out here in the greater Rochester area for schools, I've seen 24 kids on Instagram, Twitter, all kinds of social media, sharing their report cards, and all of their report cards are amazing. Mm. And these aren't kids that you would, I mean, these are, you know, athletes and kids active and all kinds of other things that they don't look like, and I don't mean to sound rude, the stereotypical nerds that people of our age would have been getting, you know, straight A's and National Honor Society and scholarships for, you know, grades to go to college.
Hmm.
Are kids these days smarter than we are? And I don't even mean grades. I mean, like, aware of the world
smarter. Oh, they have to be,
That's what I think that's part of it, too. Like, they see that, like, hey, you know what? If I get good grades, like, I can go a little further in life. Whereas maybe, like, we lived in a little bit more of a bubble when we were in high school. All that mattered was high school. Nothing beyond that.
Like, your kids.
And I think your kids are more aware of, like, life outside of school.
Okay.
Like, the things your kids know at their age.
Yeah.
I had no clue at that age. Not even close.
I didn't even know what other kids in other places, how high school was for them, unless I watched, like, MTV.
Yeah,
right?
It was funny, like, when you watch Laguna Beach, like that was the show of our
They high go to school outside?
I remember thinking that, too! Wait a minute, wait, what if it rains? What if it rains and your books get all wet?
But that's what I mean. Like, we only had a small window into the lives of other kids, and it wasn't even real.
Okay, but we should have known that. Like, I mean,
no, why? I mean, you only know what you what you're exposed to.
What I mean by we should have known that good grades would get us further, right? Because everybody told us that forever and ever and ever. Well, I mean, I get seeing your dad being successful and being a complete moron would lead you to believe that maybe that wasn't important. But I mean, Kimmy, these schools, when we were kids, they would bring in people that had high-end jobs and explain what they did, and they would explain the education that they needed and why it's important to stay in school.
But when they did that to me in school, it was just different versions of my dad.
Okay.
Like, I never met foreign kids. Like, I didn't know. I never.
Well, you're talking about kids that were raised on foreign soil.
Think about the first time you had a foreign kid in your school.
Like a foreign exchange student?
Not even that. Like somebody that moved. Not even an exchange student. Somebody that came here from another country.
I'm the wrong guy to ask. Gates had a really good English as a second language program, so there were always tons of kids from other countries in our classes.
I didn't experience any of that until I went to military school.
Okay.
That was, where I interacted with somebody from another country like that I went to school with.
You know, it's funny. Do you guys remember the moment you realized there were consequences? I can't ask Kimmy this because she's like, the moment you realized there would be consequences if your grades weren't up to par. Did you ever have that?
Oh,
have you had that realization yet?
Summer school.
Okay.
Summer school, staying back, watching my father almost have a heart attack in front of me multiple times. I can't remember a time since I was little that my father wasn't pissed off at my performance in school.
No, but see, like, that didn't even, I'm sorry, Kimmy, that didn't even do it for me. Because, like, I have a vivid memory of going back to school for my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to everybody talk about what their plans are at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in that moment, I realized the mistake that I had made. And I realized that there was no spinning out of it. I was too far gone.
Yeah.
Right? But even at the same time, I wasn't like, well, I'm going to do everything I can to fix it. It was like, well, I screwed up the rest of my life.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, you're going to feel it senior year when you realize how short you're coming up.
I also think, and I don't know, like, when they started to implement this, but it existed when we were kids. Like, you did have to have a certain grade point average to play a varsity sport. And I think that that helped keep some kids on track that maybe just thought, like, why do I care? I'm not... Maybe they already knew they weren't going to college or doing anything really beyond high school. But I think that stuff like that at least helped them still maintain a certain grade point average in school.
Well, but even that, and what we're dealing with here is we're talking about these kids, and it seems to be a new trend. I've seen 24 of them the last 2 weeks in Rochester that are posting their brilliant report cards, and these kids are not, again, not to sound disrespectful, but like, based on the kids that we knew that were giant-ass nerds, right? Like, these are just, like, these are athletes and kids that are in plays and kids that are out doing stuff, and oh, by the way, they're carrying a 99 average. Like, there's a difference, Kimmy, between doing enough to get by and excelling.
Right, you're
these kids are. I know.
Yeah.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us, these kids are student athletes trying to attract the attention of college coaches, and they're using social media to their advantage. It's a really smart thing to do, but I don't think kids are doing this because good grades are cool. Thoughts?
Oh, I think they're doing it. I think it's also, to your point, kind of a competitive thing, too.
Okay.
Because I'm sure colleges aren't looking at this stuff and caring. I mean,
I mean, if you are an athlete that has a chance to go play in a...
I don't think you have to show it on social media. They can tell that without...
Right. I mean, why would a college be looking around for that?
Well, no, I mean...
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
We have heard stories in defense of Brian here of college coaches that just see, like, you know, clips of kids that they post on social media, and that gets them attracted.
All right.
Wrong word to use. They decide they want to take a closer look at that kid. So I guess if you got really great grades,
now you're really reaching, though, man.
I don't know. There have been examples. We've heard it from guys that made it to the pros where they had no offers.
Yeah.
One clip goes social or viral on social media, or they sent it to a coach. Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen sent emails to what, 100 Division I colleges looking to get a scholarship with all his highlights.
Nothing.
Well, no, he got one.
Oh, he did get one.
Wyoming.
Oh.
And now he's the best quarterback in the NFL. So who's stupid now? Still us. Bills, Colts, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game,
oh, watch it.
Why not do it with a super cool guy?
Your brother's going with you. Huh?
I mean, we can ask him if he's coming.
Well, he likes him some burgers.
He'll be here at 9.
That's a burger boy.
He is a big old burger boy. I'm going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Eye, 1 o'clock Sunday. Delicious food, fantastic drink, and at least one Duffy brother.
And a skinny little burger boy.
Oh, bro, it's cheat day, man.
Oh, is it a cheat day? It's all the cool guys have cheat day.
Hey, you were there on Sunday. What did you eat? Oh, is that what you ate? You ate nothing.
I drank my lunch, son.
You drank nothing, son. You drank nothing. Come hang out with me and the CMF crew on Sunday at the Bill Gray's Tap Room. We'll see you there. All right. You're coming off another terrible week. You seem to do this thing where you go like three terrible weeks, have one like respectable week, and then have another three terrible
weeks. This is a tough league, man.
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
Wins are tough to get.
All right, all you have to do is pay attention to what I say.
I'm going to listen now.
And you'll be fine.
Because you got a lot of history going on here.
All right.
People love history.
There are, well, yeah, you still have a job. The ghost of radio past. Because there are a lot of football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But only one ghost.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
Over, under.
I'm listening. I don't comment until I hear the whole thing.
Over, under.
Ooh.
One half a touchdown from Bills tight end, Dalton Kincaid.
Well, he may be their go-to guy the way you're talking.
Well, that's just it. The Bills have a big problem. All of a sudden, they're thin at wide receiver again. Amari Cooper missed last week. We don't know where he stands. He did an interview this week as he is still limited. His hand, his wrist is all wrapped up, saying that it's pain management. That's a problem. So no guarantee he goes. The bigger problem seems to be rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman. He has become a legit threat in this offense. Took a massive dirty shot from Jordan Poyer on Sunday, and he now has a wrist injury. Sean McDermott, the head coach, said he may be out multiple weeks, but they also haven't ruled him out for Sunday.
So they may shoot him up with a little go-go juice.
Or he can't play.
Yeah. Right.
One or the other.
You could be out two of your top three wide receivers on Sunday, and we saw how that affected the Bills in Houston. Dalton Kincaid was supposed to have a breakout year this season, and he's playing okay.
A little quiet.
Yeah, but it's not what folks expected.
But he's also not their go-to guy anymore.
Well, he was never the go-to guy. The reason he was
but now
so
he's getting pushed back. I'm asking.
No, the reason he was so successful last year is because the go-to guys got covered and Dalton was open. Mm. Does Dalton step it up this week knowing the Bills need a place to put that ball? Or does the fact that the other wide receivers aren't there allow the defense to key in on him and stop him from making plays over under one half a touchdown from Dalton Kincaid?
Well, the kid's got to step up.
He doesn't
you
have
need
to.
You have to in this
every
league.
Week.
Every week, every play, you must step up.
If he has to step up, why hasn't he stepped up and had two touchdowns every week?
This is his day to step up. It's Dalton Day.
They're calling on Dalton.
Indy. Calling all Daltons.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, he's not listening.
I heard you. You said Dalton.
Right. You said the word Dalton in there.
Oh, it took.
Okay.
Kimmy, can we, I should have looked this up. Can we get a, just real quick, how many touchdowns Dalton Kincaid has so far
this
season?
He's got them all.
No, he doesn't.
He got all he deserves.
He's got them all. When the end zone catch the ball.
He has two
touchdowns.
Oh, so he's due. This kid is due.
Okay. So then, over, under.
He is Hoosier due, baby. Who's your dude, baby?
Over, under. One half a touchdown. From Bills, it is the most exhausting. Bro, I got two kids. And this is the most exhausting thing I do every week. Oh, should I stop bringing up my kids? You sick of them?
I love your kids.
Oh, yeah?
The father I can't stand.
Over, under, one half a touchdown from Dalton Kincaid.
Of course I'm taking the over on that. It's one lousy touchdown.
He's only got two all season.
Right, so the kid's going to load him up.
Load him up.
I might load him up today.
Yeah, or
tomorrow,
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, he's in practice. Load him up. Doesn't count. Mm. All right, so to be clear, you are over one half a touchdown from Dalton.
He's got to step up if he wants to be the man.
Okay. Over under 80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
That kid's still around?
Yeah, he is. The Bills have had a hard time stopping the run this season.
That guy's got to be ancient.
Last week, Miami was gashing the Bills for most of the game. They had 150 yards on the ground. Mm. The Colts have a feature back. Taylor gets the bulk of the carries, and he's having a good season so far. He's almost getting 5 yards a carry.
But he's almost their only weapon, right?
Serious weapon. Yes, yeah. Right now, he may be their only serious weapon. But the Bills also have injury issues along the D-line. And this week, they signed old friends Jordan Phillips and the other guy whose name is I'm blanking on right now. But that may not be enough to stop the bleeding. Jonathan Taylor, and you're right, he's been around for a while, so much so that the first Bills home playoff game in like 20 years, he went off 5 years ago.
Yeah.
He's averaging 83 rushing yards a game, and he's gone over 80 in four of the six games he's played in this season. And I'm doing fingers if you're watching the live stream, so because I know he's not listening.
I'm listening to you.
Over under 80 yards rushing. For Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
But if that's all they got as a weapon, they should be able to zero in on it.
Yeah, but, I mean.
And Flacco sucks.
Flacco does not suck.
Well,
bro, that dude is, if this kid's old, Flacco's got to be ancient.
He's 39, and Flacco
he
brought.
He is, but I don't know. Every now and then, like, he looks like he's still got it
sometimes.
He ain't
got the gas in the tank.
Okay, look, man.
But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Your argument that that's their only weapon potentially on Sunday is a valid argument. But the Bills, again, their biggest deficiency this season might be the ability to stop the
run. You don't think they've been working on this all week? Oh, what else they doing?
What were they doing the week before when they played the Dolphins?
That's a great question. Ask the coach.
What were they doing before they played Baltimore?
Well, you couldn't stop that guy.
You can. In fact, last night,
some people figured it out.
Yeah, I mean,
he still got almost 90 yards.
They've lost three times. Over under
what?
80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
No, he ain't getting no 80 yards. Goddamn.
Four out of six games, he's gotten 80.
Oh, hey, you got 80 yards? No, he ain't getting no 80 yards. No, that's not happening.
Okay,
sit down, son.
Tommy tells it like it is on a football Friday here in the break room on CMF. He is over one half a touchdown for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. He is under 80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm thinking big things for this game.
Over, under.
Betty wants a cracker over and under.
No,
I can't have a cracker. It's not cheat day.
I want a new co-host is what I'd like. That would be great. Over, under. One half an interception for this Bills defense on Sunday.
Flacco.
So as you mentioned, the Bills will be facing off against 74-year-old quarterback Joe Flacco.
Jittery ass, can't see nothing.
But here's the thing, man. He knows how to step into a team and do well. He led the Browns to the playoffs last year when he took over halfway through the season. Mm. This year, he is 2-2 in games where he's played the bulk of the snaps, and a big part of that is he doesn't turn the ball over. So far this season, 7 touchdown passes, only 2 interceptions. Meanwhile, the Bills' defense has 8 interceptions in the 9 games they've played. They're great at going and getting the ball. The potential issue, Tommy? Starting corner, Christian Benford, he missed last week. We don't know what his status is. Also, nickel corner, Teron Johnson, he came out of the game on Sunday. He came back in.
So he's all right.
But it doesn't mean he's 100% ready to go. And there were injury issues with Kyrie Elam, the guy who would be replacing, who replaced Christian Benford last week. He missed some time during that game. His shoulder went out. They had to pop it back in. That's happened to me. It's agonizing, but okay. That being said, neither starting corners Russell Douglas or Christian Benford for Buffalo have interceptions this season.
Ooh, so somebody's hungry and due.
If they play, they could be due.
Oh yeah, big time.
Over under 1/2 an interception for this Bills.
You can't tell me this cataract glaucoma quarterback has got any kind of accuracy left.
You're talking about the cataract kid? No, literally, that's what he's living on, because I just told you he's thrown 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. That is accuracy.
Yeah, but it's not a lot.
Not a lot.
Josh has got more than he does.
Well, yeah, because Josh has played
Josh
the whole season.
Playing out of his mind.
Yeah. He's young.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, he is.
Okay. Over, under, half
an
interception.
You don't think you're going to pick this grandpa off?
To be clear, are you over or under 1/2 an interception for the Bills' defense?
I'm betting against the nursing home here. I'm saying they're going to get to him. Yeah, okay. They're going to pick. I'm going to take the over.
Okay. The Bills are favored by 3.5 points on the road.
They should be getting more than that.
You know, don't forget, the home team gets 3 points, so they're a 7.5 point favorite on a neutral field. The Bills are the better team. But we've mentioned all the injuries, and then there's some history that goes into all of this. We told you this morning that the Buffalo Bills have not gotten to 8-2. Which their record would be if they win, since 1992. Mm. On top of that, the Bills have not won a game in Indianapolis since 1998. The last quarterback to beat the Colts in Indy was Doug Flutie in Peyton Manning's rookie year.
Yeah.
It was so long ago.
How long ago was it?
At the time, the Colts were still in the AFC East.
Wow. And I forgot about that.
The most important statistic you need to listen to right now.
And I'm listening.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Every game this season the Colts have played, both the wins and the losses, were one possession games.
Wow.
Every single game. Wow. And sitting at 4-5, they are still within striking distance of the Houston Texans for the division. So they could be a team that says, look, if we turn this on, we're good to go. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 4 or more?
Man, this game, with all your history and all this stuff,
yes,
I smell dew. Like, there's some dews going on.
I think you've said that with every pick. Everybody's due.
But that's what I'm smelling. I'm smelling a big ass dew.
I agree, man. Every time you open your mouth, it's nothing but dew. Dew, dew, dew. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking them to win this game.
All right, so you got them winning. Do you have them winning by 4 or more?
Oh, I think it's going to be a convincing win.
Mm. How convincing, Tommy?
Well, you think about it. I mean, I think they're definitely going to cover those points.
For crap, for God's sakes, just say what you think. It'd be stupid on. Thing. Nobody cares. Just get it over with.
Who's your do blowout?
Who's your do?
Who's your do blowout? It's this has got to be the easiest game of the year for them. They could be playing in nightshirts.
No, this is by far.
This is by far.
Far, it's furthest away.
Never
from
before in the history of Indiana. What? Wait, never before what?
No, there's
no. Please tell me.
Literally, all of the numbers and the injuries seem to be going against the Buffalo Bills here, and you have them covering on the road, which they're having a hard time doing this year, by the way,
against a weak ass team in a grilled cheese town.
I don't think that Indy's as weak as everybody thinks.
It's weak, bro. Okay. It's weak. They've been weak.
Okay.
Indiana's weak.
So that's going to wrap things up here. Let's just
recap
Tommy's stupid-ass words that fell out of his mouth. Tommy is over 1/2 a touchdown for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. He is under 80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. He is over 1/2 an interception for this Bills defense on Sunday. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 3.5, and he has them winning in a Hoosier Doobly. Just after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, what do we got going on?
Our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger. Mm. And for the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan, not so fast. Duffy buddy. So I'm saying, I'm expecting big things from Dalton Kincaid.
Okay, we're going back to Dalton Kincaid.
He did not have a bonus pick.
No,
I
do.
That's stuck in his head, and that's where he's going. Okay.
Dalton's right. Getting in twice. And when he does, somebody in their skybox is going to lose their mind and throw their goddamn beer against the plate glass window.
Who's that?
Well, who do you think's the most famous Hoosier?
Who?
Well, who do you think?
If you say who I think you're going to say, if you say bootleg Bruce Springsteen right now, who are you going to say?
That's who I'm picking.
You idiot! You're such an idiot!
John Cougar, because I'm going to use his old middle name, Mellencamp.
Does he go to the games?
Him and Bird go to all the games.
No, he doesn't.
Larry Bird and him have this.
No, they don't. You're making this up.
They sit in the same box.
Larry Bird and John Mellencamp do not have a suite together.
They're super cool friends.
Okay. Super cool super friends? Cool. Are they super cool friends?
You don't think John Cougar Mellencamp.
Are we doing the show from Japan? USA, super cool friends, 100%.
You don't think Larry Bird and Mellencamp hang?
You idiot.
So
they're neighbors.
This is so specific that he's gonna specifically throw his beer or whatever he's drinking at the window.
No, it'll
because
be a
of a Dalton Kincaid touchdown.
No, because of the second Dalton Kincaid touchdown.
Because it's gonna be such a wild, wide open game.
Hey, dumbass! If I'm not mistaken, isn't the tour that came through here with Dylan Mellencamp and Willie Nelson still on the road right now?
Yeah, but they take days off.
Do they take days off?
You don't think he goes home?
You mean like a Sunday?
What do you think? He's sitting in some bar in Peoria waiting for his next tour date? Fly in and out. These guys are in and out of town in a day.
He's going to take it off just to go to the game.
Well, because he's going to hang out with his good friend who he splits a suite with. Why would Larry Bird have to share a suite with John Cougar Mellencamp?
We all know Larry Bird is cheap. Remember, he used to mow his own lawn?
Yep.
And that's a true story.
Yes.
The first time they went to interview Larry Bird when he became a Celtic, he was mowing his own lawn.
The reason his career came to a short end.
What was he doing?
He was putting in a driveway
for his mother's house.
And he ruined his back.
He's like one of those guys. He's Indiana purebred, man.
Okay. By the way, careful where you say that.
Well, you know what I mean.
Indiana purebred. We've been to some of those bars by accident where you hear that, you get the hell out. All right.
So it'd be a hell of a show, buddy.
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, Ryan Duffy, Let's Go Duffalo podcast after 9 o'clock to recap the stupidest bonus pick you've ever had. I don't even think there's glass in the suites at Lucas Oil Field. I think they're open suites.
Bro, you have to when you have celebrities of that level.
Oh, you're right. When you're doubling up with Cougar Mellencamp and Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Two animals, three names.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.